T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper, now live from the Fan on Deck studios. This is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball on Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And welcome in, Brewers fans. We are getting you on deck. The Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Tim Allen, and a Brewers potential sweep today if they can get the victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks, as they have taken the first two games of this three-game weekend set and putting themselves in a better position to make this run, and they have won three consecutive games after losing 6 of 8. And today's game will feature right-hander Zach Davies against the Diamondbacks lefty Robbie Ray, who is, boy, he's putting up a ton of strikeouts here, and a different lineup for Craig Counsell's Brewers today. We'll get you the starting lineups. We'll hear from Craig Counsell. We're also going to hear from Jeremy Jeffress. The Brewers right-hander was placed on the injured list today. A strained left hip, as well as inflammation of the earned run average. That puts him on the IL. And Ray Black is recalled from AAA San Antonio. We'll get more on that in just a bit. Robbie Ray, as I said, has had his way with the Brewers in his career. Those numbers coming up as well as the Brewers and Diamondbacks get ready to play. First, let's go back to last night's victory for the Brewers, their third consecutive win. And second in the series, Chase Anderson trying to bounce back from a rough outing last week in D.C. against the Nationals, in which he gave up 10 earned runs on 9 hits in a short start. He does the job, however, last night, holds the Diamondbacks off the board in the first inning, through 5 innings, allowing just 3 hits in that performance, a couple of walks and 5 strikeouts. He did provide some time for the Brewers offense to get going. They were held off the board through the first 3 innings. In the fourth, it was Eric Thames, a one-man rally.
And sends one to right, deep. To the wall as Jones leaps and gone for Eric Thames. E.T. phone home again tonight. And Milwaukee out in front, 1-0.
Boy, number 19 for Eric. Boy, just incredible power for Eric Thames. Knocks one into the Arizona bullpen. And gives the Brewers a 1-0 lead. Well, they were...
Brewers playing with the lead in last night's game in front of another sellout crowd, 41,737 at Miller Park last night, 15th sellout of the season. It didn't take long for the crowd to get back into it. The young rookie had been struggling a little bit, but Trent Grisham doubled the Brewers' lead.
And this one to right, Grisham. Grisham hits his fourth. That snaps an 0-for-14 string for the rookie. And it's 2-0 Milwaukee.
That's the way to do it.
And after Chase Anderson's 5 innings of work was done, it was the bullpen from there to complete the shutout. Junior Guerra, Matt Albers, scoreless innings in relief. In the 6th and 7th, respectively, Alex Claudio, 2/3 of an inning, and Jay Jackson buttoned it up with an inning and a third scoreless. In the meantime, the Brewers needed some insurance up to zip in the bottom of the 7th inning for the other Brewers rookie.
And this one, lined into left field, base hit. 2 runs are going to come home. take a 4-0 lead here in the seventh inning.
Big hit for Keston here.
And they go on for the 4-0 victory over the Diamondbacks to take game two, taking the first two games of this series, running their mark to five games over 500 at 67 and 62, remaining 3.5 back in the National League Central, with just 33 games remaining. Today, it's Brewers and Diamondbacks, Davies and Ray from Miller Park, game three of the three-game weekend set. Let's get the starting lineups.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards, your shopping headquarters for sports collectibles and authentic hand-signed memorabilia. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com for a list of their upcoming autograph signings.
Let's start with the visiting Arizona Diamondbacks, managed by Torey Lovullo. They come in 64-66. That's third now in the National League West, as the Giants have now vaulted over the Diamondbacks into second place. Diamondbacks, 21.5 games back of front-running L.A. Wow. Leading off for the Diamondbacks is right fielder Jerod Dyson. Batting second and playing center field is Ketel Marte. Hitting third, the second baseman Eduardo Escobar. Cleaning up for the D-backs, first baseman Christian Walker. Batting fifth is the third baseman Jake Lamb. In the sixth spot is the left fielder Josh Rojas. Batting seventh, the shortstop Nick Ahmed. Batting eighth and doing the catching is Carson Kelly. And on the mound and batting ninth is left-hander Robbie Ray. He'll be making his 27th start of the campaign. He comes in with a 10-7 mark and a 3.99 earned run average, fast approaching a 200 strikeout season as he sits at 187 punchouts right now. He's had success against the Brewers. He has not faced the crew this year yet, but in three starts in his career, he is 2-1 with a pretty impressive 2.33 ERA. And that's Robbie Ray. He's a tough customer today for the crew to go up against. Once again, for the Diamondbacks here in Game 3, it's Dyson, Marte, Escobar, Walker, Lamb, Rojas, Ahmed, Kelly, and Ray. Now for the homestanding Milwaukee Brewers, who are managed by Craig Counsell and come in with a 67-62 mark, good for third in the National League Central. Leading off and playing center field is the suddenly hot Lorenzo Cain. Batting second and playing second is Keston Hiura. The right fielder, Christian Yelich, will bat third. Cleaning up for the crew today is the left fielder, Ryan Braun. Playing first base and batting fifth is Yasmani Grandal. In the sixth spot is the third baseman, Mike Moustakas. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Manny Pena. And in the eighth spot, playing shortstop, Orlando Arcia. Batting ninth, doing the pitching, is right-hander Zach Davies, who comes in with an 8-7 mark and a 3.74 earned run average, making his 25th start of the campaign. Lifetime against the Diamondbacks, spanning four starts, 3-1, with a 3.3 ERA. And that includes earlier this year, a start in Arizona. Zach Davies went seven innings, allowing just one earned run. Once again, for the Brewers here in Game 3, it's Cain, Hiura, Yelich, Braun, Grandal, Moustakas, Pena, Arcia, and Zach Davies. A roster move today. In addition to the IL, it's Jeremy Jeffress. With that and more, it's Craig Counsell as he spoke just a short time ago.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on The Fan.
What's your take on Jeffress? Just kind of nip this in the bud and hope to get him back for the final week?
Yeah, he with every outing, it was just getting a little bit worse. And so the thought was, best way to get rid of it is 10 days off. And, he was unavailable last night, and we were going to try to give him a couple days off, but in the end, it was just better to get a pitcher here and just give him 10 days off.
Do
And he didn't seem to think it was going to be a long-term issue at all for him.
Yeah, our expectation is that it's not. But, you know, we got to get him pain-free. But our expectation is – and we're going to be into September at that point, so.
How do you think he's done getting through this season? You know, it's been a different story for him than it was last year, starting with the shoulder and spraying, kind of grinding through a year.
Yeah, look, it's been you know, it started out on an injured note, and that set him behind. And then, you know, he came back, and I thought he pitched pretty well early on. And then there's been some inconsistencies, frankly, for the last couple months. So, look, he set the bar really high last year. He had an incredible season last year. You know, results-wise, it was better than Josh's season. It really was. And so he had a wonderful year last year. And, it with injuries and some inconsistencies, it just hasn't been the same.
Is that maybe the old kind of paying the price the following year for a reliever of a heavy workload? I don't know what you do about that. I mean, you ride your best guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Have you seen guys with split fingers, him or Junior, or really anybody across the league have, you know, struggled with this baseball?
Yeah, I mean, there's a theory that's happened. I know Tanaka has spoke about that with the Yankees. But it's and JJ did struggle with the split finger for a good portion of the season, really. So, you know, we've had to make he's had to make adjustments with it, is basically, and we've made some adjustments. But you know, there are some players that really struggle with their split finger. I don't know if it's the ball. It'd be hard for me to, you know, the guy feeling the ball is going to really answer that question.
Is the offense trending in the right direction for you when you talked about, you know, them putting together kind of a sustained, consistent stretch?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had two good nights here at home for sure. You know, two out of the last three games, you go back to the St. Louis series, we've had early runs on the board, which I think is a big deal for sure, playing from the lead, playing with a little bit, you know, not just a one-run lead, but with a some room for error for our pitchers taking the mound, I think is a huge deal. So those are all good signs for sure. You know, still missing the kind of the big night, but we've had some, there's a lot of good signs in that. And early runs to me is, you know, a much easier way, I think, for us to play and much easier way for our guys to pitch.
And you've spoken about that too, like on the other side, when you've struggled, it's because you're not getting that, or the pitchers are operating with no margin.
Yeah, we've done a pretty good job scoring runs late, but it's the runs early in the game that I think really change kind of the dynamic of the game. I mean, think about who's pitching for the other team, and think about just our guys on the mound with really room for aggressiveness and, like I said, just some room to, you know, make a mistake, really. That's a big deal, and it's important.
That was the story last year, wasn't it? You guys were great in the first inning last year.
Yeah, it was the story, and then I think we controlled the middle part of the game really well, and so it gave us room at the end of games a lot of times.
I'm guessing you like what you're seeing out of Jackson lately, and Claudio too had all the switch hitters last night, and he was able to, you know, get through that. Both those guys seem like they've
First, Alex has been doing a wonderful, kind of really under the radar, but doing a really nice job. Really doing his job against lefties. Last night, we gave him definitely a harder job with their best hitters and their switch hitters. And we got two out of three of them out, which was, you know, what you're hoping for there. So, and look, the St. Louis series got a huge out in that game to keep that game at bay. And really, the night before, he got a huge out that almost got us out of an inning. So, he's been really solid. And then, like I said last night, I think Jay is, and along with Devin Williams, are really stepping up here and going to be important guys in the month of September. And, you know, Jay's done a nice job of really keeping hitters off balance by pitching off his slider, I think. And you saw last night, I thought, you know, guys kind of stuck stuck on one pitch and then the other and fastball or vice versa, and really tying guys up a little bit. But that's also a sign that the slider's a really good pitch. You know, when you get guys having to feel like they got to, it's a sign that it's a good pitch.
He has a chance to lead the league in appearances, right?
Yeah. I think he's tied for the league right now. 68.
Should put a rechargeable dude on his jersey.
Rechargeable. Who was that?
That's a view called.
Huh?
Rechargeable dude.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's pretty amazing.
Does Ray Black come in and play a prominent role? Does he have enough?
He didn't pitch last night. He was going to be here in September. He's fresh. It's really just about making sure that we're, through this next week as we get to September 1, that we're just managing workloads with our relievers. I think we've had the benefit of these off days, which has allowed us to get through this stretch but we just got to make sure we get through this in the right way for all these guys to keep them strong as for the last month.
Win or lose today, you feel like you're in a good place going into this next week? I know we're in the stage where we're going to say every game is the best.
Yeah, I
game
mean, after the game, I'm going to remember this question, all right?
But, you put together some offense. You've pitched. You really pitched well for three games.
I say this, the story is written every day. You got to come out and play a good game. We talk about what's trending, but at this point we're just trying to come out and play a good game, and that's going to be our task every day the rest of the year. That's as simple as that. It's some days it's going to, going into after the game, we're going to look good, and some days it's going to be, but we still got to come out and play a good game the next day. So, like I said before, it's still the same. We got to win in a better clip, and this homestand's put out a good start to it. Winning series is, we need to win series. That's what it's going to take for the rest of the year.
I ask because these have been
10 games against the Cubs and the Cardinals in the next couple weeks. So that's an important stretch. I mean, you can't underestimate it for sure.
How's the turf? Is weather a factor in today's game? Let's get the Steins Garden and Home field and game conditions. Steins Premium Weed Control Plus Lawn Food is comparable to national brands for less. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns, Steins. Planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946.
Yeah, Brewers and Diamondbacks from Miller Park, Game 3. And those of you on your way in, I know you're caught in traffic. We got you. We got you covered until just prior to first pitch. Yasmani Grandal bobble giveaway today. Big house. No problems with the forecast. They were calling late last night for a potential slight chance for showers in the afternoon. They removed that. Now, the field conditions, we all know, are just dynamite. Grounds crew members do a fantastic job at Miller Park. And so no problems there. Discussing what's going on with the Milwaukee Brewers with 33 games remaining in the 2019 championship season from Chuck and Winkler, Bart Winkler, and baby Tausch Bill Schmid from the Wendy's Big Show. They'll join our conversation next here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, getting you ready for Brewers and D-backs.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable, brought to you by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, about 47 minutes away from first pitch, the final game of this three-game weekend set between your Brewers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the Diamondbacks find themselves now in third place and fading just a touch here in the NL wildcard race. Let's talk Brewers baseball here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. from Chuck and Winkler. It's Bart Winkler. Bart, first of all, congratulations in order, and you are ready to get back to work tomorrow morning. Is that correct? That's the rumor I'm hearing.
Yeah, no, I'll be back tomorrow, Chuck and Winkler. I've been holed up here for 2 weeks in a good way with the kid being born, but I'm like melting down on Twitter because I've got so much to say about whether it's the Brewers and Jordan Lyles and this Andrew Luck thing. So we'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 10 on the Fan.
What is it about this team, Bart, that they just won't go away? If you're looking at this from afar, you're looking at the Brewers, yeah, they'll fade. You've been saying that since, you know, May, then June, and then July. They don't make a big splash in the deadline. I understand that sentiment, but you're here in every pitch. Why aren't they going away?
I think that they, you know, for all the criticism that they get and the expectations that a lot of people had on Milwaukee this season, especially around here, and we get frustrated with that, and I called this maybe the most frustrating Brewers season that I've ever followed, and you can say, well, what about the seasons that they lost 100 games and that kind of stuff? But, you know, there were no expectations there. This is a team with expectations, and it's frustrating when they lose, and the way that they lose sometimes is really devastating as a fan. But I think when I've been in that locker room, and you've been in that locker room, and for people that haven't, you can really get a good sense of this team is not going to go away. They won't, you know, four losses in a row, as much as it affects us, it doesn't affect the players that much. They know it's a long game. And I think a lot of that does come from Craig Counsell. So while people want to criticize Counsell if he makes this move or that move or whatever, I think the best thing that Counsell does as a manager is lets these guys understand the long game, because he's, you know, as a player, won a couple of World Series, and he's been through this time and time again. He understands much better than the media and the fans do that if they lose today's game, the season is not over. So while it is getting bleaker, these other teams are, you know, getting a little better, and the Brewers further away than we'd like them to be from a playoff spot, they're not out of it, and that I give a lot of credit to Craig Counsell.
Bounce pass to you, Billy. Same thing. Why aren't the Brewers going away, and a lot of people look at the numbers and expect them to?
I think it's a lot of what Bart just said. And you know what? It's just like maybe hopefully with Josh Hader. There's no better medicine, Tim, than a couple of good days off. You know, a nice extended little vacation. Josh Hader hasn't pitched in a little while. Bart Winkler has talked, and he sounds just great. Congratulations, buddy, as well. And he was right when you
Thank
came
you.
Into that clubhouse. Sorry, buddy, I stomped all over you. Just not good at allowing people to talk on the radio. I'm really, really juiced up. Sorry. But you go into that clubhouse, you talk to those guys, they have so much fight in them, and it can be from one thing or another, and I do believe a lot of it is Craig Counsell. We had Eric Burns on from MLB Network a couple of weeks ago, and he played with Craig, and he had said, Tim, something that we thought a lot about, Stephen Vogt, when he talked to us last year about wanting to be a manager. These dudes that play in the league can tell the guys that are going to be coaches, and can tell the dudes that want to be coaches by the way that they play and the way that they go in there every single day, and can strip away and forget about a devastating, heartbreaking loss the night before. And Eugenio Suarez, two-run shot after Tyler Saladino hits his second grand slam in as many days. And you lose that game and you wipe away, and you're able to go off a couple of days later and start winning six straight. They have a battle in them that teams that go to the playoffs, and you hear the word battle tested. I don't know if I'd say that this team is, you know, veteran savvy and they have a whole lot of playoff grit, but they do have guys that have a couple of rings on that team, and that proves.
Cubs, Cards, and Crew, and I don't think that surprises anybody in the National League Central, Bart, but you could make the argument for any one of these teams in the final 33 stretch to win this division. But I think underestimated, or maybe just under the radar type of team, are the St. Louis Cardinals, and they've probably played the most consistent of the three teams in the race here. Brewers, just recent history, Bart, I know you've been off, but they win five straight, then they lose six of eight, and now they're currently winning three straight. Make it four today, but are the Cardinals the team under the radar that could come away with this thing?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when we were just, not that it is worth much. But when we were trying to do our predictions at the beginning of the year for who's going to win this division, I was dead set I was going to be the Cubs. And then for a couple of days, I didn't see any scenario besides the Cardinals. And then I ended up taking the Brewers. But they're all right there. The Cardinals, I think what's interesting with them is, who do they got going today? Waka? Some of these guys have been, like, struggling. Like Wainwright. You'll get a couple classic Wainwright performances, and then he'll have a really tough night again. So if they leveled all that, Dakota Hudson's been really good for them. I think if they can get their pitching to be the Cardinals' pitching that we've been accustomed to, they could be the team to run away with it. The Cubs, the same thing. The Cubs have some really nightmare starts from some of their good starters. What the Brewers need to do, and what they did last year, and what I don't think they'll be able to do again, but what they certainly could because they surprised us last year, is they need this to continue as a winning streak. They need to win today, and then they need to win three more in a row. They need a good, solid winning streak for them to make up the ground and catch these teams. Now, they do have the Cubs the next couple of weekends, so that could be where your streak comes in, and that could be where you catch up on some games here. Everybody, you know, there's a month left. There's certainly enough time. You've got everything within your hands if you want it to be. But the Brewers, I don't think that the three on, two off, four on, three, they've got to have a consistent, solid, whether it's six in a row or six of seven or nine of 11, they've got to have one more good stretch like that to get themselves back in it. And then see what happens the last couple of weeks of the season.
Brewers fans are stepping up here for the stretch run. The attendance has just been off the charts here. Billy, and I'll go back to you. You had your 15th sellout yesterday, and you're probably going to be very close to another sellout today. Anytime there's a bobblehead giveaway, you're certainly going to get that. And the weather is very conducive. Kids aren't back in school yet across the board. Pretty impressive as the Brewer fans continue to come out.
I was talking yesterday when I was down at the ballpark to Mark Richards. He's the guy that's been doing PA now, and Brewers fans have kind of heard the difference between Rob Edwards as he kind of stepped away from the job and still doing a couple of games, but Mark's been just loving it, doing the PA. And we were talking about that, the crowds that have really come in the last couple of weeks. You get your 15th sellout, back-to-back sellouts. And September, man, is going to be rocking in that place, especially if you stay. And like Bart said, and I agree with him, they're going to need a winning streak here, and they have some time at home where you have an opportunity to do it. This team has played well against good teams, and I'm excited for this six-game homestand that's about to come up and come on us next weekend when you have two against the Houston Astros and those four games against the Chicago Cubs. Place has been rocking, and it's been a really, really good atmosphere. And all the guys, you know, you can hear it from different players. Think about Christian Yelich, Tim, and you play in front of, in a beautiful new ballpark. You guys have three almost MVP caliber players in the outfield, and you're playing in front of 22,000 people. You come and play in Milwaukee, you're rocking out with 35,000 there pretty much every single night, and it is giving the Brewers a lot of juice here late.
Yeah, Billy is right on that, Bart. Average attendance this year thus far, 35,800 plus per game for really what a lot of people consider the smallest market in all of baseball.
You want to get me back on the attendance thing? I haven't gone down that road in a while. It was 2 years ago, September. They were in a playoff race, and I thought, okay, it's a Tuesday night. Brewers are still having a hard time getting fans in that pennant race. They gave 5,000 tickets away.
Mm-hmm.
5,000 tickets away for the low sheets. So I got some free tickets. Brought my wife. She doesn't go to a lot of games. I said, this will be fun. It's going to be like a playoff game. It's going to be awesome. They're playing the Pirates. Pirates won like 3-0. There are about 12,000 people there on a Tuesday night in September. So I tell that story on air the next day. So where was everyone? Oh, geez. My son. I can't afford it. I have kids. It's the school night. Guess what? I have a kid. I can still afford a free ticket to a Tuesday night game. Okay? So here's the deal. Get out and support this team. And it's not going to cost you a lot of money. There's always a cheap ticket that you can have. I'm going to get out there. You're going to get out there. And even though I've been as critical as anybody about this team on the station, that doesn't mean I'm rooting against them. I want a World Series here. I'm tired of not getting a World Series. And whatever push the fans can do to help that, we got to do it, man. we gotta keep this momentum going and step up. Because even though, I don't know, half the guys on this team anymore weekend to weekend, they are wearing Brewers on their chest. If I can make out on these hideous jerseys, I think it still says Brewers.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, don't say that. That's a bad take. You don't like the jerseys?
Well, you don't like the jerseys? You like the jerseys?
I think the all whites are sweet.
No, it's like the jerseys are like somebody was starting from scratch to make a new jersey, and they drew the first step, and then the boss walked in and was like, that's beautiful. The guy's like, wait, I didn't start yet. He goes, nope, that's beautiful. They suck.
God, I miss this guy.
Yeah, me too. And you're going to hear more from Bart Winkler tomorrow morning, Chuck and Winkler. He is back. He has now been a parent. And I know he just threw that stat out there. He is a parent now, and he makes it work, getting out to Brewers games for sure.
Yep, Brewers games and remotes. We're proud of you, brother.
Yeah, very good. Bart, excellent. And congratulations. We'll hear you tomorrow morning.
See you, boys.
All right, there he is, Bart Winkler. And Billy, later on today, after the last pitch, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by your Milwaukee Admirals, as you're going to be filling in. I've had this concert date lined up, but I'll be right there with you.
Oh, and I am so jealous. Tim Allen rocking out to Hall & Oates. That is something I wish I could witness. But instead, I could talk about a sweep after the game. Looking forward to it, buddy.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. There he is, Baby Tops Bill Schmidt. Catch him tomorrow afternoon after the game today and tomorrow afternoon, each weekday afternoon, Wendy's Big Show. A lot of Brewers conversation tomorrow on the Fan here on the Packers with a big release. We'll have that conversation for you tomorrow as well. And up next, a guy that you wonder where the success went, and hopefully this is a way to fix it. We'll do that next. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Getting you ready for Brewers and Diamondbacks here on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coaches on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Big game at Miller Park today between the Brewers and Diamondbacks. Maybe a little bit bigger for the crew as the conversation goes. If they need to get on a run, this is how you do it. You don't just win series, you sweep series, and they're in a position now to do that. Zach Davies on the hill for the crew and a tough customer on the mound for the D-backs. That's Robbie Ray. And the Brewers have shown some propensity to struggle against left-handers this year. And we'll see if that strikeout total can stay down, get the on-base percentage back up. About 31 minutes away from first pitch as Zach Davies will toe the slab and play game three of this three-game set. A roster move today. Again, we saw the fallout and talked about it last night on the postgame show about Yolish Chacin being designated for assignment. Corey Spangenberg has been called up from AAA San Antonio, and Ben Gamel, a little bit of a surprise, but with some lefties against the Brewers in the future here. It's just a 10-day stint. They don't lose that option. So those roster moves went down yesterday. Today's roster move puts Jeremy Jeffress on the injured list, and they recall right-handed reliever Ray Black. And Black, keep in mind, can touch the triple-digit mark. And I just wonder if there's a coordinated effort to just line everything up for September 1st, which is 1 week from today, and get a full arsenal and a lot of choices for Craig Counsell. But Jeremy Jeffress, a left strained hip that he's been struggling with as of late. And let's go back down to Miller Park and hear some comments from Jeremy Jeffress.
Can you just tell us what's been going on?
What's going on is basically just a little hip strain. I felt it after the game in D.C., but it's not like something that I feel as I'm pitching. You know, it's something that like the next day, stiffness, and you know, it's kind of tight. It just hasn't gotten better in my mind. And then, you know, like I said, after I pitched twice, you know, I felt like it just hasn't gotten better. So I just told the trainers I just want to nip it in the bud and get ready for you know, the most important part of the season, which is, you know, the back half of September.
So you envision it as like maybe a couple weeks?
Yeah, I would say, I would say about a week or so. I mean, we'll see what happens. I can't predict the future, but I know that, you know, if I keep throwing on it and not like treating it, it's gonna get worse. So I feel like just give me like, you know, whatever amount of time I need just to, you know, get it back right. I told him just after the game in D.C., it, you know, the next morning I literally couldn't, like, move, like, roll over to my right. You know, it didn't feel good. So I kind of assessed myself at that moment because that's what all players and pitchers do, I guess. You know, and I, like I said, I pitched twice. Felt good each time, but it just hasn't gotten better. So. I'm just, you know, I'm honest with Craig and the trainers, you know, and I love my guys, so I want to make sure that I'm ready for the most important part.
Have you encountered anything like this before?
Yeah, getting old, for sure. I don't, for sure. No, but, it's just part of pitching, man, part of being an athlete, man. You get wear and tears every, you know, part of the season, so I don't know. It's just something I just feel like. I mean, I'm all the intensity that I'm using in my body, and then, you know, using different muscles throughout the season because, you know, you tweak your mechanics and stuff like that. So I don't know. It's just, I guess, a little strained.
How do you feel like you've been throwing the ball lately?
Better and better each time out. There's things that I've definitely been working on that's have improved. So, you know, I think that, like I said, if I nip this in the butt and make sure that the back end of the season is there and I'm healthy, you know, everything will be right.
One thing we've heard a couple times lately that I hadn't heard earlier about splitter guys having a tough year if the baseball's a little different.
Did
you experience that?
I mean, I forgot to ask a question asked the other day, and it was like, I don't know, man. The balls are going to be with the balls, or we can't change the balls, but, like, you know, they are different from what they were. Tell from everybody. I can see if it was like one or two people that's not throwing their splitter like that. But it's a lot of guys that's not using that pitch because of the ball or whatever. They you know, got to use more stuff or whatever. But I don't know. It's just the game.
You can't do anything about it. You just got
to
adjust.
No, I swear, you just do.
You and Junior are the Toronto team. Yeah. The most. Have you guys spoken about it, like, in terms of how it's affecting each of you personally? Because his usage has gone up and down from what we saw last year.
Most definitely. We talk, you know, all the time when we go out there. It's just, I mean, it's just different. And then sometimes it's how you use your splitter, like how you get to it. If you don't, when you get to it and you don't have the confidence in throwing it because of the baseball, it's like, why do I even throw it? So that kind of messes up our, you know, repertoire and stuff like that. So, I mean, but we're still throwing it. We still got confidence in it and just got to make a better location with it.
Yeah. That was the big thing earlier.
Yeah, yeah. My other parts are great. It's just, you know, I swear, I'm 32 next month. I don't know if that's old to y'all, but I swear that's me.
Yeah, what do you mean? Sorry. You don't know?
Yeah, I'm not even talking to somebody. No, but everything else is good, though.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
About 25 minutes away from first pitch, Brewers and D-backs from Miller Park, and you just heard from Jeremy Jeffress, the latest member to be added to the IL. You know, looking at his numbers, this is probably the best thing for everybody. 48 appearances here. You got to remember, this is a guy with a 1.29 ERA last year. Just outstanding last year. 48 appearances this year with a 5.02 earned run average. Wow. That's tough to be put into high leverage situations with a 5+ ERA. And you throw on top a 1.3 whip, you're allowing a lot of traffic on those base paths, and that's never good for a reliever in high-leverage situations, so he is to the IL. Now, the good news on the injury front, Brandon Woodruff getting a little bit closer. He's throwing from 120 feet, and that's normally the last step before you start throwing off the mound. So good news there. Still projecting at least a week into September is what I'm hearing. That would be good to get Woody back for a stretch run. But in the meantime, Brewers got to make hay here and get the sweep over the Diamondbacks. It's a big-time game today at Miller Park. Roof's going to be open. Weather's going to be nice. And hopefully another Brewers victory to complete the sweep over the Diamondbacks. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Up next, got some numbers for you. Really interesting numbers. Stick around for that. It includes Ryan Braun and how he's used this year as opposed to last year. And also Eric Thames, after last night's game, had some quite remarkable comments. So we'll have that and more for you next here on The Fan.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not? Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com.
Yeah, getting closer to Brewers and Diamondbacks as the Brewers try to bust the brooms out and sweep the D-backs back to the desert. As Zach Davies going to take the hill for the crew, but a tough customer on the other side. That's Robbie Ray, the left-hander. Brewers have been known to struggle a little bit against lefties this year, and hopefully that's going to change today. Key to it, as we heard from Craig Counsell just a couple of minutes ago, he said before the game today that getting out playing with a lead is a huge deal, end quote. And I agree with him. As of late, the Brewers have been putting up a crooked number early on and playing with that lead. Let's go over some of the numbers before we hear from Eric Thames. After last night's game, Ryan Braun and his usage. We all tend to gripe as Brewers fans about a given off day, and you circle it on the schedule, and they, quote, schedule off day for a player. If you look at his usage, 92 starts this year, but he's appeared in 119 games. All of last year, to compare, 99 starts and appeared in 125 games. So the usage is about equal already to last year. So whatever they're doing with the scheduled off days and Brawny's health is definitely, when you get to his age, a concern. But they're doing a great job doing it. Sometimes we don't like it, and I know I don't, at times in a big game when you've got Ryan Braun facing a lefty and he's got a, quote, scheduled day off. But he's having a good year and staying on the field. Jimmy Nelson. We talk about September call-ups, September 1st here, 1 week from today. I don't know if you guys realize this. This was flying under the radar here. Jimmy Nelson, in his last appearance at AAA, 3 innings, no hits, no runs, with 5 strikeouts. Over his last 6 appearances at AAA, an .084 earned run average and just 1 run over 10 and two-thirds. Batting average against .057. So Jimmy Nelson getting back on track, and that certainly is good news. Zach Davies has had some success, and that includes earlier this year in the desert against the Diamondbacks. Boy, what we give today to get that same performance last time out against the D-backs. Zach Davies, 7 innings of 1 earned run baseball. So we'll take that today if we can get it out of Zach Davies. Did you realize this? Now, Josh Hader last pitched a week ago yesterday. And you recall that was in D.C. where he came in for the close. He allowed a run, allowed the bases to be loaded, then struck out the side. He hasn't pitched since. In fact, let's go to the bigger window in this one. He's pitched 1 1/3 innings since August 9th. Our producer, Evan Heffelfinger here. Yes, that's his name. What's the date today?
August 25th.
Wow. Brewers attendance, hot, 15 sellouts, 2.291, 2,291,000 thus far through the turnstiles at Miller Park. Compared to last year, same dates, 2.207. This year, averaging 35,800 per game. I wanted to say a goodbye to Yoli Chacin. David Stearns made a comment yesterday that Yoli Chacin pitched last year in some of the biggest games in franchise history. And I agree with him on that. Last year, 35 starts. That was the most in the big leagues. He had a 15-8 mark, a 3.5 ERA, 1.1 whip. And in the postseason, he went 3 starts, 2-1, and a 1.46 earned run average. That did not include the final start, game 163. Okay, I'll end with this before we hear from Thames. Lorenzo Cain, getting hot. Guys, check this out. 5 games, 4 starts, 6 for 15, 4 walks, a hit by pitch. That's good for a 550 on-base percentage in the last week. By the way, also a batting average of 400. Before we get out of here, Eric Thames, interesting stuff from ET from last night's game.
You guys, the starting pitchers have been really doing it pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, it helps our bullpen immensely. I mean, when a guy throws 3 or 4 innings and the bullpen has to cover for that every night, it wears on guys, especially now it's getting hot. Well, not here, it's cold here, but on the last road trip it was getting really hot and guys were wearing down a little bit. But for Chase to go out there and compete, he got a couple of jams that he worked out of, and it was a really good outing.
Do you feel like you're in a good place right now swinging?
I feel like I'm just, grinding out the jungle. I mean, it's tough. I mean, the barrel feels a little bit slower than it did in April and May. That's the name of the game. You just have to go out there and grind and get a good pitch. And, I'm just happy I'm able to get some timely hits. I'm not getting 2-3 hits a night, but the hits I've been getting so far have been, in situations where kind of the team got fired up and Grish came right back after me and hit one too. So, it was pretty awesome.
The role has increased for you. Obviously, things changed when Aggie left. How much does that help, just being in there more regularly and getting more regular at-bats? It has to help you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's tough, playing in the big leagues. We're not playing every day, and you have to face guys, and they nibble, and they throw, their best secondary at you on top of, their 96, 97. It's tough, but you got to grind it out. The timing is, I can't use that excuse anymore. It's just kind of, all right, I know what to expect. Now it's a matter of just grinding it out. I mean, I don't know how many games left, but now everything counts. So just got to go with them and grind.
I was going to say, I think after tomorrow, it's exactly 5 weeks.
Oof. It's crazy. So, yeah, now it's the point where, everybody's going to be playing every game. It's like the best players are going to be playing. So going for that NL Central and the wild card.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you. Sweet.
There he is, Eric Thames, after that game last night. Yeah, it's go time. Now every game counts. 5 weeks to play here, and the Brewers can sweep the Diamondbacks with a victory today. Hey, after the last pitch today, make the switch. Join us for Brewers Conversation, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are #Admirals50. That'll be Bill Schmid with you. And then tomorrow, Conversations, Packers and Brewers, Chuck and Winkler, Bill Michaels, Wendy's Big Show. You guys have a great day. Go Brewers. It's Brewers and Diamondbacks. We got you ready here on deck with the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.